From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. On this, the last day of the year 2001, we take a moment to remember some of those who left us.
On the first day of this year, America's favorite Martian, actor Ray Walston, died.
Television comedian Imogene Coca died this year.
And we lost the man who played Archie Bunker, actor Carol O'Connor.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Carol O'Connor died in June at the age of 76.
Oscar-winning actor Jack Lemmon was 76, too. He started off as a funny man but chose more serious roles later in life, like the aging real estate salesman Shelley Levin in the 1992 film Glengarry Glen Ross.
It's like the old days, like I used to, like I was taught I did it.
Like you taught me.
Oh, hey, no, nobody ever. Well, if I did, I'm glad. No, what I did, I locked on them. I locked all on them, nothing on me, on them. And, oh, God, I am holding my last thought. Now is the time. They signed.
And we mark the passing of the man who made this phrase famous.
I guarantee.
Cajun cook Justin Wilson, the glorifier of Crawdads and Cajun Pepper, died in September.
We lost many musicians over the past year.
Does he love me? I want to know. How can I tell if he loved me so?
Is it in his eyes?
Oh, no, you'll be deceived.
Betty Everett and her song from 1964, The Shoop Shoop Song, It's in His Kiss.
Crooner Perry Como died in May.
Harmonica virtuoso Larry Adler was 87.
Guitarist and Country Music Hall of Famer Chet Atkins passed away this year.
Dale Evans, who wrote Happy Trails.
Mississippi bluesman John Lee Hooker died this year, and so did singer, banjo player, steamboat captain John Hartford. He wrote Gentle on My Mind.
Actor and hip-hop superstar Aaliyah died in a plane crash. She was only 22.
We also lost saxophonist Joe Henderson.
The movie Midnight Cowboy wouldn't have been the same without the song that Fred Neil wrote, Everybody's Talking.
Joey Ramone founded the Ramones in search of the perfect rock and roll hit. He was 49 when he died.
And rock and roll itself wouldn't have been the same without George Harrison.
Guitarist John Fahey influenced several generations of guitar players by melding folk, country, and rock.
On the 1st of June, Nepal's Prince Dipendra shot and killed his parents, his brother and sister, other members of the royal family, and himself.
Massachusetts Congressman Joe Moakley served South Boston in the House of Representatives for nearly three decades. He lost his battle with cancer in May.
Republican South Carolina Representative Floyd Spence spent three decades in the House, too. He was 73.
President Reagan's daughter, Maureen Reagan, died in August.
Texas prosecutor Henry Wade, the losing side of Roe versus Wade, died March 1st.
On June 1st, Hank Ketcham, creator of the cartoon strip character Dennis the Menace, died.
Longtime Pulitzer Prize-winning cartoonist of the Washington Post, Herblock, died in October.
And his boss also died, Catherine Graham, head of the Washington Post Company and one of the most influential women in journalism. She was 84.
We lost Eudora Welty this year. She was the author of many short stories and novels, including Delta Wedding, The Robber Bridegroom, and The Optimist's Daughter, for which she won a Pulitzer Prize.
Ken Kesey wrote One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. He was 66.
And Pauline Kael died. She was a film critic for The New Yorker magazine.
We've got to be good, Johnny.
Is it that easy to be good?
Are you bad, Johnny? Have you been bad with girls?
No. I just don't exactly know what that word good means.
A scene from the movie A Summer Place. It starred the blue-eyed, blonde 60s matinee idol Troy Donahue, who died in September. He was 65.
The man whose company gave us inkjet printers and helped build California's Silicon Valley, William Hewlett of Hewlett-Packard, died at 87.
Former and current high school slackers everywhere ought to be grateful to Cliff Hilligas. He invented Cliff's Notes. He died in May.
H.R. Ball, who designed the smiley face that was everywhere in the 1970s, also died this year.
As did pioneering sex researcher William Masters of Masters and Johnson.
What we're really talking about is what the general public never thinks about sex. Sex is a natural function. That means it starts in utero and lasts till we die. Our culture doesn't allow us to approach sex that way.
Anne Morrow Lindbergh died in February. She flew with her husband, Charles Lindbergh, and wrote the 1956 bestseller, Gift from the Sea.
Leopold Page died this year. He had a leather goods store in Beverly Hills. He was also number 173 on Oscar Schindler's list. Page brought the story of Schindler's List to author Thomas Keneally and then to the world. Emily Schindler was Oscar Schindler's wife. With her help, Schindler saved 1,300 Jews from the Nazi death camps. She died at the age of 93.
The journalist Dick Schaap covered the Watts race riots and wrote a biography of Robert Kennedy, but he was best known as a sports journalist, and he once said, "The guy who ought to be commissioner of baseball is Fidel Castro, because he speaks Spanish, he's had a lot of dealings with Washington, and he played the game." He died this month.
NASCAR champion Dale Earnhardt crashed in the last lap of the Daytona 500. He was 49.
Willie Stargell died at 61. He played outfield and first base for the Pittsburgh Pirates for 20 years.
Two former presidents of South Vietnam died this year. Nguyen Van Thieu was 78.
And Duong Van Minh held the South Vietnamese presidency for a short time in April of 1975, just before the fall of Saigon.
On September 11th, four commercial airliners were hijacked. Two were flown into each of the World Trade Center towers, causing them to collapse.
Another plane was flown into the Pentagon. A fourth crashed in Somerset County, Pennsylvania. To date, 3,161 people are dead or missing.
Five people died of anthrax. Eight journalists have been killed in Afghanistan. And since the day President Bush declared a war on terrorism, eight servicemen have been killed while serving their country.